Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
MSNBC is realizing its irrelevance as its viewership absolutely tanks following Donald Trump's massive victory. MSNBC has masqueraded as this objective news, actual journalism organization, while at the same time being pretty much the most biased garbage organization out there. And they've come out and they said they're making a change, because if they don't, they'll go out of business. This is what that sounded like.
But for nearly 80 million Americans, election denialism, public trials, and January 6th were not as important as the issues that moved them to send Donald Trump back to the White House with their vote. Joe and I realize it's time to do something different. And that starts with not only talking about Donald Trump, but also talking with him.
As somebody close to Donald Trump told me this past weekend, this is a president who's not seeking re-election, so maybe, just maybe, now could be the time for both parties to get to work. And I know, given the jarring headlines that we read every day, that may seem like a stretch, but think about this. Of the 150 million votes cast, Donald Trump got 50%. Kamala Harris got about 49%. So I don't know. Seems to make sense for leaders of both parties to seek common ground, if it's possible at all.
I have another really stunning clip from that same monologue, but I have to respond to this one first. Their massive revelation that they are coming out in this announcement video was that Americans cared more about the price of groceries than a riot from 4 years ago. Seriously, guys, that came as a surprise to approximately 0% of normal people. It shows the bubble that the leftist media is in. It's not just the media, too. There's this leftist elite that goes on, and they just cannot see outside of themselves. Again, you can tell from their reaction there that it's a true revelation. We do not care. I'm speaking we as just normal people. We don't care about a corrupt prosecutor going after Donald Trump. Is it frustrating? Yes, but I'm just saying, on a personal level, do I really care? No, I really don't care that much. We are worried about an impending World War III. That's what I care about. Am I going to have to, I'm 23 years old. That's draft age. Am I going to have to go off to Ukraine and fight the Russians? That's what I care about. And MSNBC is now thinking, oh, maybe we would have gained more trust with our viewers if we had focused more on the actual issues than on January 6th. So, and I don't know how they didn't figure that out sooner, but hey, they figured it out. So I guess I'm happy that they're realizing this. The problem, though, is that they are not genuine in the slightest. Because seriously, does anyone actually believe that they're going to change MSNBC? Of course not. No one believes that. And part of the evidence for that is, if you watch that video, and the video I'm about to play in just a second, is that they never apologized. They're like admitting some of their mistakes, but they never look at you as a viewer and say, we lied to your face. Because a lot of it they're playing off as like a mistake. It was not a mistake. They were trying to get Kamala Harris elected and they sucked at it. Because again, they cannot see reality when they're stuck inside this leftist bubble. If they were able to see outside of that, they might have done a more effective job of getting Kamala Harris elected. But they couldn't do it because they're so stuck in that bubble. And so, of course, they're not genuine. They never apologize. And this is the classic case, by the way, of being sad that you were caught, but not actually sad that you did something. This is what children do all the time. You catch them stealing a cookie from the cookie jar, and then you yell at them, or you probably shouldn't yell at your kids for stealing a cookie. That doesn't seem like a big deal, but you put them in timeout, and they start crying. And they say they feel bad, but they don't really feel bad because they did something bad. They feel bad because you caught them with their hand in the cookie jar. And that's exactly what happened with MSNBC. They see the tanking views. We can see the tanking views. I mean, those ratings are public. CNN, NBC, it looks bad, guys. I mean, you've got like random people in a bedroom making YouTube videos on the left, I'm not talking about me, who are getting more views than CNN with literally thousands of employees. And you've got a guy with two producers doing more views than them. If that doesn't tell you where we're at, and that's, by the way, on the left. I'm not talking about people on the right. People on the right are doing stunningly well in terms of viewership compared to left-wing media. But even alternative media on the left is doing a lot better than mainstream media, though they're not doing as well as alternative media on the right is, of course. So MSNBC then went on to make another stunning revelation. I'm being sarcastic, by the way. Those are in air quotes. It's not surprising, but here it is.
Hyperbole and personal attacks will not work. My hair on fire doesn't work. We've all seen that. What also does not work is threatening political opponents with arrest, harassment, and even jail. That is a failed path. Recent history has proven that impeachments and trials turn those on trial into political martyrs and only make them more popular with the American people. Just ask Bill Clinton and Donald Trump. We know this will be a consequential presidency. The question is whether it will be constructive. It will take a new approach from all sides, from both parties, and a leader who can bring them together. And only time will tell if Donald Trump is that leader. As for us, we also let him know that we will continue to speak truth to power and push back hard when called for, as we have with all presidents.
Oh, my hair is on fire. Whoopsies, I just lied to you for 4 years and now my viewers don't trust me. That is the arrogance that this lady has. I don't even know her name. Also, they're awful in this. I mean, no wonder their views are tanking. They're just staring at a camera and all they're doing is reading from a teleprompter. They're not actually speaking from their heart. So it's no wonder. And they're fake, obviously, because she's looking at you and just saying, whoopsies, I didn't do my job for 4 years and now I'm losing viewership. What she said about lawfare, this is a really important thing. What she said about lawfare on Trump points to a stunning fact about the election exit polling. The majority of Americans, this is something I did not guess, not at all. This was something I was totally off on the election. The majority of Americans who said democracy was on the line actually voted for Donald Trump. That I did not expect that. I would have predicted, this is my prediction, right? Was that everyone who cared more about immigration and the economy, which that's me, I care much more about those things than the threat to the Republic. I never believed that for a second. From Kamala Harris to Donald Trump, no one's ending the Republic. Sorry. The institutions that we have are way too set in stone. I'm not saying it could never happen. This was not going to be the last election. Anyone who said otherwise was lying to you because they wanted clicks. Sorry. But this is not something I would have predicted. Gosh darn, Americans actually read between the lines and they saw that the lawfare that Democrats were waging on Trump was the actual threat to our republic. Again, I didn't think it was going to end today, but it was setting a very bad precedent. And unfortunately for MSNBC, all of what they just said is too little too late. It all happened. They all were happy about all of it. No conservative now is going to watch them. They never did. But here's the problem for them. Leftists hate free speech. Leftists hate an objective press. They really do not want an objective press. Or at the very least, they want someone to, because personally, I don't really believe in an objective press. I don't think that exists. I don't think it will ever exist. But what you can do is you can admit your biases. And what leftists want is they want someone to masquerade as an objective press and not admit their biases. They want them to be left-wing, but they want them to make the case that they're not. That is all leftists want. And so they're very angry with MSNBC right now. Go on X. Look in the comment section of these videos on MSNBC's YouTube page. You'll see some angry, angry leftists because they do not want MSNBC to change for the better. Lucky for those leftists, though, MSNBC is not going to change. This was not the only media moment that was just really awkward this weekend. The View thinks that you should hate everyone around you if they voted for someone that you did not vote for. That's actually what they said. It's really crazy. Watch this.
Whatever your reason is, I would never let my politics be the reason I don't show up to see my family. because they won't always be there.
I'm going to disagree. I completely understand her point, because I really do feel that this candidate, you know, President-elect Trump, is just a different type of candidate. From the things he's said and the things he's done and the things he will do, it's more of a moral issue for me. And I think it's more of a moral issue for other people. We're just, you know, so I think when people feel that someone voted not only against their families, but against them and against people that they loved, I think it's okay to take a beat.
The party of tolerance, y'all. This is Orwellian stuff. If you've read George Orwell's books, one of the main themes that comes up in almost all of the books is that people become unfeeling in these broken down societies, and they hate each other over politics. And this is exactly what The View wants. There's no redemption for your family. That's actually what they're saying. There's no redemption. So let's just say for a second that a candidate that you didn't vote for is the moral scourge of the earth. I don't really believe that it's black and white, evil versus good in elections like that. I think personally Donald Trump and Kamala Harris had both had some moral flaws. I think Donald Trump was a way better decision. But I don't believe that people who voted for Kamala Harris are just evil. I think there's plenty of reasons why they could have done it. They could have been deceived. They could have thought one thing about it. Whatever. There's a lot. But let's just say for a second that the person that you did not vote for is actually Satan. Let's just assume that. If you find out that your family voted for that side, how is your default? This is what the left is, or what The View is saying. How is your default not to try to reclaim them? They're your family. To go out and persuade them of their mistake and then to love them and graft them back in. Because again, if someone is with Satan, if you love them, you don't want them to keep being with Satan. But that's not what the left is saying. The left is literally saying, and what The View is saying here, and by the way, The View is very representative of what a lot on the left are saying, is if you're with Satan, screw you, stay with him. That's what they're saying. Now, again, I don't believe it's black and white like that, but they do. And so the default for the left is hate and disownment. And that's a scary, scary thing, because conservatives just don't think that way. They really don't. You do not see any conservatives going out there and saying that they're not going to be spending time with their family this holiday season because they voted for Kamala Harris. Or in the past, a lot of people have said, well, it's easy to say when you won this election. Okay, in 2020, when people voted for Biden, I'm sorry, no conservative didn't spend time with their family members because they voted for Biden. And guess what Biden's done over the last 4 years? They've seriously screwed up. He's seriously screwed up everyone's lives. I mean, he really has. Rampant inflation. I could go on and on. World War III, rampant inflation, immigration, all those things. So there is a cause to hate your family, but there's really not. And this is the consequence of a country losing its Christianity, because there's no redemption from Sunny over at The View, or again, she's representative of the left as a whole. For people who voted against your preferred candidate on the left, there is no redemption. Understanding Christ and the differences and similarities between personal religion and politics, it fixes all of this, but they don't have it on the left. And so what's the default? Hate your family because they voted for someone else. That is so low. But without Christianity, why not completely cut off your family and hate them? This kind of behavior, guys, is full on cultish. I actually wrote a whole book about it. It's up on the bookshelf right there. It's called A New Cult. The link is in the description below. I really enjoyed writing it. I think you'll enjoy reading it as well. It's only $9.99 on Amazon right now. You can order it. It'll be at your door in just a few days. Or if you have a Kindle subscription, you can also get it for free with that subscription. Again, it's called A New Cult. Check it out. The link is in the description.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.